this, we might not know each other. Let us introduce ourselves first. We will start with our committee. Now, this is the committee members, Malay, the person of this committee. Can we now go straight into the presentation by the AG? Thank you, Chair. Together with entities that we are the focus on.
briefly, the main reporting on the Department of Defense and Military Veterans, the Department of Defense still issues the Military Veterans in this report. So, the is one of the Veterans Interfaces on the two departments, although from this year onwards, the DSS is still reporting the Military Veterans according to their own separate report. The other reporting on the on AMCO, which is the entity that falls also under the portfolio of the defense. AMCO is a number of small companies that fall under it, the so-called subsidiaries that may have AMCO. We also report on the South African National Defense Force Fund, which is a separate entity, also a small entity. That is for its own report. We also report on the social defense account, on the cultural control board as also separate entity. And we also have a report on the NCACP, that is the report of the Armed Control Committee, which is also reported separately, which is a combined report. Those are the entities that we report on under the overview. If you look at the bottom of the page on the organization structure, there we have listed to the structure, the top leadership of the structure, starting with the minister, the deputy minister, the secretary of defense, the chief of the Palestinian National Defense Force, the accounting officer for the WAMCO, the accounting officer of SNMDF Fund, and the secretary of the Customs and Jones Board. That is the population of the entity that you are working on. If you go down on page 3, you see the table that set up the budget and the actual expenditure by the department for last year. And you see when you have got some size, the total budget for the department was 37.8 million. That was the budget. And if you look at the next line, the total line, the actual expenditure was 37.7 million. So the actual expenditure was pretty much close to the budget. There was a slight expenditure of about 186 million, which is less than 0.5% of the budget. And you see it in the different programs where the budget was utilized. You notice that the two biggest programs are program 3 and program 4. Program 3 is on landward defense. Program 4 is on air defense. Those are the two budgets. Well, you see this thing and the actual thing that we should put in line with the budget that was given to the department. And if you look at the on the right hand side, the commodity figure, that was last year's budget. So last year's total budget was 34 million, and it is 37 million to the year that has been audited. Go to the next page. You then see the actual audit findings resulting from our audit of the department and the entity. What I've got in focusing is more like the general information that fits into discussion and makes us understand better what we are auditing, which is the actual expenditure based on the budget of the president. I will now ask the colleague Jan Schlenkamp to put us through the audit findings, which then show our audit, our findings on the audit of the expenditure. But on the overall, I'll say that the audit report of the department was certified with other methods. We are looking to see that more details into the audit findings for the department and for the other entities. Thank you.
Before you check it, I will just go through the details.
audit has been an issue for the past 5 years. Looking at the report, the department was qualified since 2009 up until 2011, and then for 2012, the department managed to get unqualified opinion of time. And in for 2015, the department was qualified opinion, was qualified because of the tangible and intangible assets, and we'll get to the detail of that later. There was also findings on predetermined objectives, information, the reliability of the performance objectives, information, then material misstatements in the financial statements submitted. There was non-compliance as well, with regard to the annual financial statement.
I can't hear.
When there was non-compliance with regard to the annual financial statements and annual reports, expenditure management, that relates to the irregular expenditure that was incurred. The audit committee, there was a non-compliance. An internal audit of the paragraph, and I'll get to the detail of that. Transfers and conditional grants, there was a non-compliance with regard to the funds that were transferred.
What do you want to do?
I'll go check, we will get to the members, I'll get to the details of this, like the document. The detail of the non-compliant is containing the briefing documents later. Then there's a finding on procurement and contract management and HR. In the Armscor group, Armscor was unqualified as finance last year. This year, Armscor got a premium. So the SANDA funds was clean, no findings. The recorded number of findings, some of them were recurring findings, but we'll get into the detail of that. Then at the bottom of that slide, the audit report of the department, the event was signed on the 26th of September. As I indicated, the department received a qualified opinion relating to tangible and intangible capital assets. This is actually a revision from the prior year when they received the unqualified opinion with finding. Last year, the department got a departure only to disclose certain categories of assets in the financial statement. This year, again, they got some departures, and I will get to that later. The other entities in top of page 6, the article of the entities are actually improved. So the central defense system, on the NCCP, on which the suspend compliance procedures, there were also no findings. Paragraph 2.1, significant emphasis of matter paragraph. On the department, under the chair member, we indicate under the general financial reporting framework, that there were departures to the reporting framework. The department got a departure with regard to the opening balances for the category for which they got a departure last year. The department also got a departure only to disclose certain categories of relevant assets, namely specialized military assets and the transport assets. All the other categories had to be disclosed with the other category of assets. Then they also got a departure with regard to the minor asset. And then there's one that's not included here. The department also got a departure with regard to capital spend. To disclose capital spend as increased for the year of the year. A significant emphasis of macro paragraph under the Armstrong group. The Armstrong Defense Institute is in the process of being resolved. That's one of the subsidiaries that I want to say that Musa referred to. That entity will be incorporated into the new form research and development department of the Holy Company. And that company will be considered as the very concern to the owner registry, which is from 1 April 2013. On the special defense account, there is nothing. On the FDA, the special defense account, again, like last year, there was an exemption granted in terms of section 92 of the PFMA, not to comply with draft 6 and instead apply draft 4104 with regard to the special defense activities, those are the special activities. Then also there was a restatement of corresponding figures in the FDA. Next up is the corresponding figures to identify during the audit of the financial status of the current year relating to receivables, payable, prepayment contracts and other financial assets. The system can emphasize to the reader, the person, nothing for their attention. The other was 2.2, significant additional matters that relates to the less important factors in the audit report for the department to refer to the unaudited supplemental schedule, which is the annexed to the financial statement of tax, but is not audited. There's also that about on the financial reporting framework, the fact that the department uses the prescribed framework. This is about the National Treasury, which is a compliance framework, and the wording of the figures on the compliance framework should reflect that the financial statements have been prepared in accordance with this framework and thus not fairly presented. That is right in terms of section 22A of the Public Works Act. Then on OMSCOR, the result of OMSCOR, with this reference to the fact that the director's report has just been supervised to establish whether there are inconsistency between that report and the blanket that is ordered. We've identified the month, and we also say that we have not audited the report and as a result do not expect an opinion on this funding. There was nothing on the SIA in the fund. There was also nothing on the SIA, which was a case to us. Two notes to go back to the top. There was nothing to deposit and control on the board either. Then paragraph 2.3 relates to the qualification paragraph for the department. The first paragraph questions the fact that not all movable tangible capital assets were disclosed in terms of the financial reporting framework prescribed by the National Treasury, and the consequently the movable tangible capital assets, as disclosed, are understated by approximately 880 million. Now, this is quite a significant number, but I must emphasize the fact that the department frequently made an effort into this process to get all the assets disclosed. The cost was a reach of the magnitude of what was remaining. And I think, although this is satisfied, I think by running away to get unqualified feelings within the family.
On the inside of a chemical repertoire,
we're also unable to actually perform the required procedures, and the department also did not comply with the appropriate reporting standards. And here, additional efforts will have to be put in to get the reporting up to standard. Then the key target area, which would like to, first of all, to predetermine objectives. The National Security Framework for Managing Support Program Performance Information, the SNCPI, requires that we should have a coordinated system to the right, to the left, verify and store performance information to ensure balance and accurate and complete reporting of actual achievements against plan, objectives, indicators and targets. Where we have a problem for planning information required to obtain satisfaction with regard to the reliability of performance information, and this primarily relates to the only relates to the force employment program. On the arms store side, there was nothing. With regard to ALBO, the SMA fund, there was nothing. And then the people saying there was nothing else. There were no findings. The SDA, there were no findings. The cost of control board, measurability of targets, and indicators, there was talent. The recourse to go back to the case of the funding, the next, the first column talks to the resources, and this primarily, the second primarily relates to the fact that the record keeping is not up to standard. So, as a recommendation, the department will have to ensure that all the supporting documents are readily available for audit in a timely manner. On the cost of control side, that's already referred to the measurability problem of targets and indicators, there was a factor that the research was the management did not receive the required training on the national safety framework. And as a result, we recommended that the necessary training be rolled out to medicine. Paragraph 7.9, 3.2, the other part of the area, relates to supply chain management. There were a number of items, there were 4 items in the department. The first finding is that goods and services with a transaction value below 500,000 were procured without obtaining the required classification as required by the Federal Regulation 16A6.1. The second finding relates to contracts and applications where work to suppliers who subsidiary certificates were not obtained from the consort. In terms of trading in license, I think it's a 9.1D. The third finding of our standard is that goes to the person's consistency, which has not applied in all the payment of goods and services above 70,000 Rand, as required by Section 2A of the Provincial Procurement Policy Framework Act. And Federal Regulation 16A6.3D. The second finding relates to contract interpretations that were awarded to bidders who did not submit declarations and whether they are employed by the state or related to any person employed by the state or the department and who may be involved in evaluation and or adjudication of this. So those are the 4 findings. The reason for that is that the supply chain policies and decisions are not always being listened to the authorities. The controls, inactive controls and monitoring are the highest. So contact. The inadequate reviewing and monitoring of compliance with applicable laws and regulations. The recommendation that we put forward is that management should establish and communicate policies and procedures to ensure an understanding and execution of internal control objectives, processes and consequences. Must make sure that they get the requirement declarations for input from all suppliers, that they obtain and comply with the applicable traffic lights, that they obtain the required protection, that free strike, and that the victim supply system are ready for flight and being status driven. That contribution should be calculated for all the work between 50,000 and 1 million rand. Onto the remote findings, the SME fund remote findings, the central defense account remote findings, the cost of control board, the document findings, at the bottom of 10, the cost of control, there were similar findings. Again, goods and services with a transaction value below 500,000 were procured without expanding the required qualification. Also a matter of the certificate from the receiver of revenue, required in terms of revenue regulation 15A9.1B and the credential procurement regulations, and also the matter of the present claim system that was not applied to a group of services above 50,000 rand, and then contracts were awarded to bidders based on training points that were not calculated in accordance with the requirements of the Convention of the Open Framework Act and regulations. Again, in the case of the cost of contractors, the supply chain policies were not properly established and communicated, and there was a lack of monitoring and review of compliance with these regulations and the federal members. Paragraph 3.3 talks through the other key area, human resources. Really was an improvement on the department part. As my member says here, there were three findings last year. This year there are only one finding, which relates to the appointment of employees, the fact that the claims in the teams were not verified prior to the appointment. And in this case, it's a matter of the oversight and the monitoring review that was not in place in all instances. The answer on that floor, we were no findings. Even the response was no findings. The system was then returned to the mail and cost of control board, we were no findings. On paragraph 3.4, that's the other key area, it relates to the motion technology controls. There were four findings. The first one goes to the IT governance. The second one, user access management. The third one is program payment management. And the fourth one, IT service continuity. With regard to the IT governance, I think the department has gone a long way with regard to the governance framework in terms of, if you compare them to other departments, the department has already got a draft governance framework that needs to be approved. In terms of the guidance received from the DPSA, that framework must be signed and approved by the building by March 2014, And I think very valiantly right. Then the department will have to be strong with a vision of JITA, which has been vacant since 1 September 2010. That is becoming a bit of a difficult one. The guidelines for reviewing the OTC acquisition documents, which is also compiled, the department wants that to be approved at ministerial level, because there's a lot of money involved in this, in these project process, and this is causing a bit of a delay in the process. Then, there's also the matter of the non-compliance in the department with donors, satisfied on information and communication systems access control. Here, at this point in time, it's probably due to, in my opinion, due to lack of consequences for non-compliance to that study. Then, the acting director of national management information support services did not develop proper action plans, and that is actually the reason for the repeat findings that we got in the report for the day. And the same relates to the on the business side, so the problems and the action plans were not properly designed and developed, and that also resulted in the key findings of the last problems and also. Those are the systems on which the active control comes in. The recommendation that we've made going back to this is that the department, because of some of those policies have been approved, the government framework, the department will have to continue to implement good and positive governance practices. The CFO's work support of the civil army will have to ensure that ICT action plans are developed, monitored, cut, and that there are consequences to non-compliance to those policies and procedures. Also, the current user access control should be tightened up. Management procedures are updated to ensure the following, so we have to do that, monitoring action of system managers, and that relates to the creation of ID, user ID maintenance, allocation of functions to users, and that these procedures should be approved by the required level of management and implemented accordingly to ensure that users identified in the order and compliance to this should be monitored. On the asset side, the director of asset management and the system owners to ensure that there is proper control over the change management process of the systems, of the logic, of the process and the problem systems and not others, that the procedures in place, emergency procedures in place, the changes and that led to the change control as well, monitoring of action plans, and there must be a proper backup, rollback plan in the face of disaster. And compliance with the procedures of documents to be followed up and monitored on a regular basis. And again, this should implement consequences for non-compliance with the standards. If they are non-compliant with the standards and the policies, they should be consequences. The director of logistics management and system planning to ensure that the disaster recovery plan we can see the availability and profitability of financial and performance information in instances of battle loss or of disaster is implemented as required by the information system's business continuity management process. When after implementation of this plan, it should be regularly tested to ensure the availability of critical data in case of a disaster, system disruption. This results to the attention immediately in case of data loss of some disaster system disruption. Then it also ensures accuracy is prioritized by ensuring that action plans to assist these findings are developed and tracked. These findings have been, some of the findings have been recorded for the past 3 years. So they were actually, in fact, safely. Also, on the financial health side, it deals with the budget process, the payment of debtors and creditors, etc. There is no funding for the department or any of the other entities. Paragraph 3.6. We will see the statements identified by the auditors in the submitted financial statements. Some of them were subsequently corrected, but the uncorrected misstatements resulted in the financial statements receiving a modified audit opinion. The root cause for this is complete asset registering not in place, and the interested review and monitoring control is like to ensure that the asset register is actually accurate when before it's submitted for audit. The figure is determined at the limit of value in the financial statement. It is disclosed at $100,000 and it should be disclosed at $1,000 per unit. The second report relates to a lack of reconciliation of amounts described between the contract and the actual register and management. That one law increases control over reconciling transactions to support the documentation. And then, with the assets that go, the department will implement proper limits and monitoring control to ensure that complete, relevant, and accurate base cost information supporting fair value amounts in the asset register. The recommendation, we recommend that management has asset verification close to the closest possible to the 31st of March. Should be performed and the differences should be followed up in a timely manner to ensure complete and accurate asset registered at their end. And then the issue control in place to ensure that the information in the register is complete and accurate. The procedures should be implemented to monitor to ensure that the amounts destroyed in context are reconciled to the asset register. Regular evidencing costs of accuracy as the important benefit asset register should be fixed in a manner that would allow the retrieval of such documents in a timely manner. And then information should be properly checked before it is captured on the asset register.
section of the first report goes to internal controls, the drivers of internal controls. This is what we generally refer to as the dashboard report of the department. It's divided into the three main sections: areas, leadership, financial performance management, and governance. The different departments, the yellow blocks, the green blocks refer to the areas that do currently, the yellow blocks also are concerned, and the red blocks require intervention. The yellow blocks all refer to the aspects that are highlighted that we specified on in the audit report. The assets, the supply chain, the non-compliance, and the other red one there relates to the IT control systems, which is of the main concern, because it's been recurring over the last number of years. Under governance, we've got the internal audit and the audit committee. Internal audit, the department is currently in the process of capacitating internal audit departments. Once capacitated, I think will be able or should be able to address most of the issues that currently in the audit report. And will also then enable the audit committee to perform effectively all its functions. On four, these are all green. Line there. The SUA, there's only a few yellow blocks which refer to policies and procedures. There were some issues with regard to processing and reconciling of expenditure, but not sufficient enough to be the audit report. And also the internal audit and the audit committee link up with the defense. The partial control board. We touched on the issues that were reported in the policy control, the supply chain, the non-compliance, the policies and procedures, the red block there, the next thing primarily to the non-compliance issues, supply chain, and they've also got a red block on the internal audit issues. The finding there is that the internal audit was not fully operational for the entire year and the year. On paragraph 5, goes to other matters of interest as well as the grant to report. Other reports, paragraph 6, there was a performance audit on the use of consulting that was completed and the report was filed in Parliament on the 24th of January this year. And the report covered the period April 2008 to March 2011. Then paragraph 7, talking the progress that has been made with regard to the implementation of commitments made by the Minister, the previous instance, and also new commitments that we made. The ones that are still in progress, which means the improved governance within the department, and to set clear expectations and responsibility, and to establish a culture of respect and accountability within the department. Also to bring the other categories, meaning the categories that for which the cultures were wanted during 11-12, to bring up on the same level as the other categories that were disclosed, and to explain the opinion of the previous year, and then to improve on key controls to monitoring and regular routine with management. The new commitment that the Minister gave us, I think it was on the 23rd of June, talks to the IT-related findings, ensure that those findings are addressed as a matter of urgency. historically in an order position and to provide a signal of future meeting that will be inside. Let's continue the revolution and the next formal revolution for the 12-13 financial year.
Thank you. The last question is the part of the response to the presentation.
Under the chair amendment, we're trying to have a previous meeting very soon. I've actually requested a meeting with the CFO for Friday to find a way forward. So yes, as soon as possible we should have a meeting and we should highlight the areas for which in our opinion there should be action plans compiled. We will try and guide the department in the right direction.
Now we just have to accept that the department is already in the process of compiling the action plan as far as we know. In our information, we can go up to 300 of us. There's no time to have to talk to you.
Thank you for the information for the
information for the
information for the information for the information for the information for the information for the information for the information for the
information for the thank you, Chair. And thanking the AG on the report. Chair, in terms of the death report of the whole department. I am not sure whether to say we are going back or we are going forward. But then the first thing, Chair, I would like to know and understand the process in terms of auditing. If we can be taken into the picture of the auditing process, what happens when the department is being audited? Exactly. Step by step. Process of auditing. In point 2.2, Chair, I don't know whether it's English or is that which is written there. The financial report framework. As it goes along, it talks to the wording of my opinion on the compliance framework should reflect that financial statements have been prepared in accordance with this framework and not that they present fairly. Section 2 or 22A, what does that mean? I'm not sure. What I read here and what the gentleman was saying, I don't think it's the same thing because I was listening. I want to get a sense of exactly what are we saying. Now, we have always said that defense is a special or a different environment. Now, in this process of auditing, does the AG take that into cognizance? The fact that defense is a special or a different environment. And I'm sure I don't need to elaborate when I say different or unique environment. Because you know that there are things there that not everybody can see or can look at. Even though everything needs to be audited. And definitely you will be talking security things. Is that taken into cognizance as the AG is doing its job? Not that we don't want defense to be audited, but is that taken care of? Or is there a special way that the AG does deal with that social environment. Now, what I have seen in terms of the root causes and the recommendation, and the fact that some of these findings are recurring, and largely they lie on assets which has been the longest challenge that we have had in the department. And every year we hear recommendations. But between the AG and the department, what exactly is it that between yourselves, the department and the AG, have done to correct this challenge? Because we agree, it is a challenge that has been there even before 1994. But that's not an issue now. The fact of the matter is that policy requires that we are audited, and the fact that that is corrected between the department and the AG, what is it that we have done together in order to make sure that this is no longer recurring? Because looking at it itself, it does say in your findings that it has been a recurring thing. One solution. And lastly, Chair, in this process that is taken on and out, that gives the outcome of the findings of the AG, I would assume that you communicate with the department and tell them that you need this, you need that, and you need that, and the department must perform before you finally come to what we have done. If that's the case, has the management responded to that, and in their response, what have they said? And I also saw something that talks to the auditing that is supposed to be within the department. And in terms of what I've seen again, the AG is saying that audit committee is not up to scratch. I speak on correction. Is that what you are saying? No. Okay. But the department does have an audit committee. Okay. What were the findings of the audit committee of the department? Because surely the audit committee of the department was supposed to have cleared or cleaned all of that which is a challenge in the department before yourself come in and also make these findings. I thank you, Chair. Sorry, Chair, but the last one. I forgot. That one is for me very interesting. What was the budget of the department again? And 818 million. Understated. How possible is that? When the department, in terms of what I've seen here, they have used their budget almost fully. I just don't understand that. That needs to be explained to me. What's happening with that understated amount of 818 million? It needs to be clarified. Thank you, Chair.
I think Honourable Daniel has a lot of questions. Maybe we should attend to those questions first. Then maybe some of the research might be asked before we put them across. So we have those questions. If you have any questions, just come to me. Okay. In the case of that.
Thank you, sir. It's an investor. I'm the fellow person in my opinion is also assisting and promoting the quality of the question. The honorable member asked the first question on the audit process. The presentation of the audit process. The department is responsible for reporting from the activity that the people who they can have family, children, just asking to speak loud and speak to all of us.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do. Yes,
yes. 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 Yes.
That's love.
Okay. I think it's best if you implement to understand the reporting process. The department reports on the financial expenditures and the report there. They do that by means of preparing the financial report, which will be the statement of financial performance and also the statement of financial position. The department also reports on its activities for the year, that will be the report on performance information. We and contact then will audit those statements, those reports, that is the financial report and the report on financial on performance information. So the audit process is about verifying what relations of the process. That is basically what it's all about. When we do that, we ask for information to verify each and every figure that appears on the financial statement. The department must then supply us with evidence that supports those figures that appear on the report of information. If we are not satisfied with the evidence that is supplied to us, then we issue an modified audit opinion. That is an opinion that may be qualified. For example, the number of the memory questions refers to the 880 million annotations. So that is one of the figures that was not fully supported in our discussion pointing to audit to the financial system. That is really not sure what the audit process is about. Report on the financial information, report on the performance information, we also report on compliance with all the regulations, that is, we look at those laws, the enabling laws that are a primary to the preparation of financial statements, including the FAA, including the NCC specific law, which in this case would be like the laws that apply to the center. We don't look at all the laws. And then we look at areas like supply chain relations, for example, that are completely compliant with law. And then we report on the data. So we report on the three areas. Financial information, performance information, we also report on the performance information, and compliance with laws and regulations. So those are the four areas that we report. A book is very lengthy. Explanation, but I think this is in summary. I don't know if I remember what they were asking to do further information that can be used as part of this process. But the specificity of the audit process is all about. If we go to the next question, we talk about the framework that the member was referring to, where we say we refer to fair presentation, and we have used a technical explanation there, and we need to say that in terms of our public audit act, we are required as the Auditor General to report on the fair presentation of the financial report that we look at for the and in the auditing standard, in terms of the auditing standard, we use the word fair present. We use that in reference to the generally accepted accounting practice. Now the accounting framework that is prepared by for the department is not the general aspect of accounting practice, but this is the accounting practice that is referred to as unified cash basis, which our own department has put in time I've had to report on
what you think is an arrangement question.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You see, you should find a way of also for the blue individuals and leaders extend. You see, you must say to the Secretary of Defense, to one of the first that has come across in this issue. Now you see, you're going to call the driver of the Tinzana Council when you deal with issues of leadership. And what you're saying is, doesn't make sense. It doesn't go to that or Kanaka. What is the state of that or Kanaka? In terms of what you're saying. Here, you say drivers of Tinzana Council, you talk about issues of leadership. You see, it's a page 16 itself. Page 60. 1-5. 1-5, yes. Just think that when you talk to that, and compare it to what you are saying, because they are raising issues of leadership, they are raising issues of policy and procedure. And it seems to me, when you talk about policy, what is new? And you call that yellow, you call the concept, you see? And I'm saying related to what you're saying, but that's like challenging those that are heavy, the particular department. You're dealing with issues of energy. How does that relate to you? How does it make it to be practically that this becomes a qualification?
With your permission, all I will say,
The question is not for honorable members, not for her to be able for us to understand the character, not only honorable members.
Can you continue? What I was talking about was the technical thing that you use in the framework. That is not to change the policy. That is something to be It means so it is saying that we are using the word steadfast in that context, while we know that in the normal public standard, we only use the word steadfast when you talk about a framework of general aspects of the common objective. The third question that was asked by the honourable member referred to the defense environment, the special environment. That is where we are only to be taken into account that we are only to be protected, which is not like any normal department. And the response to that is that all this process that we use is the international policy standards which are applied. To all the audits that we audit, but it takes into account the detection nature of the audits that are coming. So, depends on the example. for example, when it relates to security, to have yourself here and to our people and all that security. The security account, because the security involved, yet we do security account. Also, in ways that we report, so the special defense account, for example, you see how it has to be the standard where they got exemption, it was because of the automation of the environment. So we do take a look. Maybe for the other questions, I can just ask my colleagues to also
The reference to the resource, the recommendations, and the third finding, what is good, and what is important to bring about it. As far as our issue of factual finding, when we come across something that's not that, we will issue a petition of factual finding, and then in the factual finding, the moment you make recommendations, and you come up with resources, but that reason, in our opinion, maybe the underlying reason for the finding, and then you also make recommendations. Now, what we do, we normally discuss these resources with the department. We sit up, because if I can use the asset as an example, we have regular meetings with the department. We attend some of the, we have monthly meetings, we go there, you know, observe with the faculty. We listen to what the department says. If necessary, we make suggestions and recommendations for the floor. We also attend, on asset specifically, we attend monthly meetings, or in person, I attend these meetings. I make recommendations as to what I see should be done in terms of the specific area of assets, if we can use that. And the department then will roll that into their action plan. And as I said in the beginning, yes, the department is qualified this year, but the department has come a long way. A lot of these recommendations that we have made have been implemented in the department. Just the sheer volume, the magnitude of the work that has to be done during this financial year, that will cut the department in the end. And that leads to the last question that the honourable member raised. The matter of the 57.8 billion versus the 880 million understatement of assets. Now, the 57.8 billion relates to the expenditure of the department. The 880 billion relates to the value at which the assets are disclosed in the financial statement. Now, that specific value at which the assets are stated in the document is 880 million less than it should be. Because all the assets have not been recorded on the asset register. If I can then link the two questions. I'm going to say there's another question that would like to the internal audit and the audit committee. The internal audit has not been crisis. Currently in the process of facilitating the internal components. And the process is used as one set component is being facilitated. Some of these common areas disappear. Because then inter-order can suggest that overall monitoring function to ensure that the controls are required actually and that they're being complied with. The internal audit, sorry, the audit committee, the internal audit, how it is to be, but there is a issue with internal audit, there are only a few members for the young review, and that's the first year, there's a report of the division of the committee, what has been reported on the audit committee. So yes, there's what seems to have a audit committee, which operates the business.
Look, it's really upon you to be really honest. If you are attending the meeting quite monthly, how does it happen that there can be an explanation when it comes to asset register? Where is the problem? Because if you are there all the time,
it puts it with your core managing the department. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? That the auditor and the manager and structure or the step that you are core managing the department because of your participation within the particular structure. Now, and there's still the internal audit committee. Now, what I want to establish is that the government needs to work about the organogram. Because that year, sadly, there was no leadership challenges, there was no policy challenges, and everything was nice. And the asset management was quite bad. Now, what confused me is that at which stage you missed this detail in terms of assets. Because you were also part of explaining to us throughout the period that how they would do their best to improve the assets. So I don't agree with what he's saying. I don't understand his words. But the generality and genetics of accountability is fine. But the question that is more problematic for us is that how much and what is your role when you engage this management? Is there tension between yourself and the management? Don't they listen to you? What are the issues? Because we are trying to establish, like, if there's assets and there's an asset challenge, last year they were good, this year you come to the situation, and say, sir, they are unregistered. You see? And, I mean, you give a total detail of how that verification process is supposed to work. And it's not new, but what we are saying, you have studied before, and suddenly you came in fact and said, this has improved. Where did it go? Where did the department go? Is the staff there who is seated next to you, not listening to you? Is ignoring you? And when you go to organogram, which you call the internal drive, and give you issues of, I don't have the understanding of that organogram, you see? What is it saying? Because in that organogram, when it comes to issues of leadership, you see that an effective leader. But somewhere, somehow, when you come to how the work has been unbundled, there's weaknesses. Where does that fall out at? Give us a sense. In a very honest sense, of what is the challenges of the department? If the benefit of what is trying to explain, that is benefit. You all read and you say it every year. It doesn't mean anything new. We said this thing, I can go and take a book and read what he's saying, it's in the accounting. I know what they're saying. So it's not new. What I'm talking about is talking about, what they're talking here. That's what must make sense to us. What has gone wrong in the department? Why we've been monitoring the department for the past 5 years. And we've been coming to this committee all the time. And we're revisiting this rule all the time. And that's what we're interested in. We're interested to know and understand from you. Where did the department go wrong? Is it at the leadership level? Or where is it going wrong? And like we are saying, our participants, we sit with them in that particular level. We talk to them, we work with them. What is it that we don't understand, maybe not the father, that make us so skeptical about the process?
It's also surprising that the OG admits that the OGT effect, which is responsible for the government, is an independent audit. Now, it would make sense if in the report, there is somewhere where the independent auditor has been removed and there are new ones. It would make sense that there is no progress because you now have new people. But if you have people that have been working with you for more than 3 or 4 years and still you can't assist in solving the problem. What it indicates is that the problem may not be what you identify. The problem may be deeper than what you identify. Because you sit with the department. You sit with the independent auditors of the department. But still, for more than 4 years, you are unable to come to the root cause of the qualification. Why can't we ask ourselves why we can't get to the bottom of this matter?
No, I want to answer questions one by one. Over to you.
Let me just try to address the question. I believe that after a number of reports that we have identified,
and to respond to this time. Let me just put into perspective. All the two courses we see have been qualified over one issue, which is the asset. If you look at the Supreme Court as a whole, the asset was qualified over a number of different issues. So they, I remember correctly, like 2 years ago, about the top issue, and this issue was qualified. You know what? That's the reason for the story, we go through down to basically one issue that I talk about, the issue of which is a major item for the department, complex item. My understanding is that all the different words are not the same as the department in the qualified in some way, or the department of the convention.
If in comparison with the international web, the defense assets, the department always get qualified reports. Why are we not able then to realize that this is a complex part of the audit? Because I know, I think it was last year from North America. That the defense, more especially in the foreign program, when they move from this country to another country, it is likely that the removable asset gets delayed somewhere on the route, and hence the audit becomes a challenge. I think we all did agree on that. And if the audit report, more especially when it comes to the marks on the other, these areas were identified, it would give us a better sense of understanding. Because that is not the problem, that is not the problem that is related to the department. It is the challenge in terms of moving assets from one country to another country, or one operation to another operation. It is not necessarily because the department is unable to account.
If I can complete my explanation, maybe you have to understand that what I'm saying. I was saying that the problem. So this is what we need to change. And we have tried to attain that the department has done a lot, but also to help the people, and we are looking at their effort. Last year, the department was unqualified, and that was because in a big part, received an exemption from the national treasure in terms of which it had only to account the three major facilities of this asset. That is movable, specialized movable items, and transport equipment. This year, that exemption was taken away, and the department had to account now for all the three assets. So that's why this year was a more difficult year for the department, because it now has to account for everything. So the result, the qualified audit that you have there, is not an indication of what the department has faced to do. It is an indication of the complexity of the situation despite what the department has done.
Is it not supposed to appear in the report?
We encourage us to report on what the department has done, let us be the local general. And if there is a shortfall, we have to identify that it's as far as choosing the audience has to do that. We are not saying that the nation has not done its job for the nation and the health social care. So we are not just giving the report based on how it is. But one, it's important for us to understand the complexity of the situation and the effort that the social has taken, hence the conversation has come down to that 818 million, which is very important to get us what the situation was. Some years ago, when the department could not even disclose the financial the asset in the financial statement. help at the same time, the Christian has to be able to comply to the other religion. Where is that? Because all the people in the past are open access. And that's to our human effort to complete in the future.
Yeah, if I understand you well, you are admitting that the department is doing it correctly. And you are referring to yes, but when you were during the apartheid era, there was nothing. You wouldn't have come here you wouldn't maybe even call it. You see, it's funny that this time around the year, to get this kind of input, what informs the auditor, or what makes you think that it can be, the government can draw to this time? Because my understanding, even if you are given a chance to perform well, like you are saying that Treasury wanted you to audit everything. Here we are talking about the independent audit, where is that support? It's not you. That's independent kind of voice, except you being employed by the state. Are you independent from the state? Maybe I don't
know. Because I propose that some kind of institution come and go through the whole process to be understanding of everyone so that you can come back. You can see the whole community. You have a few issues. There are some issues I'm going to
say. And from the chair, I'm going to look, we are dealing with what we are doing. We have got 2.6, page 13. We deal with the asset register. And we have got recommendations. I hope you reread that paper back. You see. And what we mostly say is contract people to the local. That's where my concern arises. And this is what I'm saying, that whole analysis that I do. So you are saying, if I can do it for you, okay. What recommendation that should come to. Asset vacation as soon as possible during the first month should be performed, different should be followed up in a timely manner. Now you say to us, no, you accept that within the world defense forces have got challenges in doing this. Now how do you mean timely manner? What is timely manner? You see, you must be able to put us on path so that you know what you are criticizing there. But the point is that we are not giving us. You see, management does not implement control over the compiling of transaction to supporting documentation. These are the questions that we have raised in terms of the asset management, of how asset register is not being followed. Now, you are saying all those things correctly. This is the information we are expecting from you. Because this is the meeting we understand there. And this thing seems not to be happening. What is the problem? Is what is in our interest? I'm responding to the fact that you have provided in front of us. And the timing of how you are trying to work out the
set of problems. Honorable Mayor, in the September of May, what's the Honorable Mayor is my daughter?
Thank you, Mr. President.
They want to remove you from the chair.
There's a collusion.
Can you tell us? Tell us, I'm a little bit worried and confused now. When the auditor general office is presenting, then the term that they're using, more especially in the on page 8, on the annual financial statements that are understated by approximately 8.18 million, then the gentleman says that the department is well away to get unqualified. Now, to me, it means the auditor's office have already taken a decision without any intervention. Because you can't say to the committee that they are well away to get unqualified. So that's what I mean. So it is a very serious statement that was said, because what the Auditor General actually is meant is to assist the department do intervention. And when we check on the minister's new commitment, the minister has a commitment that to see the department on time to improve the schedule of future meetings with the AGA. So if AGA office can have such a statement, it means the AGA is not, it is taking their responsibility away and don't want you to assist the department. That's the statement that I want to change. It's very, 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 not a good statement if you want to correct something. Then there is another thing that if the AG's office can listen to what we are saying, it will appear that we are saying the one thing. Because it's a concern. Now if you try to correct, surely there must be your report, and if we can also have and see what is the department response to your findings before you come to this. Now you are supposed to say these are the recommendations because the department says to do what it is. But we don't have that report. It's only you. Now the gentleman even said that you have consistent meetings with the department. But after those consistent meetings, still we don't get what it is that is coming. So whether now we've got only one way of a report, only your findings, or what is happening with the department in terms of response, because surely no findings must tell us what have they done. If they didn't defy your recommendation or they didn't comply, that's when you can say now the department has been to the one picture. And even the gentleman again, I've listened carefully to you. That's why I'm saying that it seems that you, when you tackle this auditor of the department, you've got already a decision that you've taken. Because you said that's what the agent office think when you are taking this, when you are taking the department. And lastly, you are saying that your recommendation that this internal auditor committee must be capacitated. I don't know whether you've forgotten that as an aging officer, this department each and every year is budgeted in time. Now how are they going to capacitate them? Because it means they must employ more people, but their budget is being cut. So do you also take that in consideration when you do? Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Minister, that's correct. Thank you, Chair. I think that the information gap between the committee and the audit in general can very easily be closed by providing a committee with the Auditor General's management report. But the importance, and that management report will set out the audit findings and the department's response. But the important thing to bear in mind is that the Auditor General's management report is finished to the Minister and the Secretary of Defence, and it will be the Minister would have to decide to furnish the Auditor General's management report to this committee. And my recommendation, Chair, is that our committee ask the Minister of Defence to furnish us with the Auditor General's management report. It is not the responsibility or the fault of the Auditor General that the Auditor General's management report has not been finished to this committee. It is responsibility that that report lies with the Minister. And I think it would be helpful, Chair, if you ask the Minister to provide us with that management report. That will provide the committee with the detail that it requires to properly deal with the findings of the Auditor General. So that's my first formal request, which I have to make. So then let me just turn the little to my question. All my questions are questions of clarification and require the disclosure of further detail. Let me then start and I'd like to read the primary document, not the opinion. On page 178, note 6, which is the basis of the audit opinion. Now, you stated that in respect of 1,880 million rand worth of tangible assets, there was not sufficient information. In respect of what assets exactly, what assets exactly are you referring to? next question. On page 180, note 18, you note that you were not able to access reliable information about the postal bank. Now, what is of concern here is that the postal front is beyond the scrutiny of the scrutiny and oversight of this committee of joint balance. But what is really of concern here is that it also seems to be beyond a proper audit by the audit committee. So what I'd like to know in respect of the force informed program is what precisely, what information did you require to be disclosed and what information was the Department of Defense not able to disclose? Then in respect of irregular expenditure, note 27, under detail of irregular expenditure this year, there is an amount of 316 million. But that is made up of one case to the value of 302 million rand. And that is in respect of deviation from a due process. What precisely are the details? What contracts are we talking about? What is the company name? So what exactly are we talking about? Then, in terms of page 242, note 27.5, we deal with details of irregular expenditure which are under investigation. There is a case which deals with, where you refer to a deviation from the bidding process and the value of that. Contract was 850 million. What precisely are you referring to? What is the company name? What is the contract? What are the details? I want the details. Then I'd like to move to the special defense account. On page 297 of the report, referring to note 9, there is an intriguing reference to a compliance program where money is being warehoused in a special defense account which is defayed per agreement between the US government and the South African government. Now, my question is, what is this all about? Why is money warehoused? What does this refer to? Why is money being warehoused in a special defense account? What does this refer to? So I cannot imagine that it refers to the PEPFAR program. It must refer to some other program. What exactly are we talking about? My political nose tells me before it comes to the issue. Then again in the special defense account on page 300, note 16, and we deal with contingency. There is a claim in the amount of the tariff authority or potential claim against the property in the amount of 192 million euros, which relates to a matter which is currently before court in Portugal. What exactly is the matter that is being referred to here? Because what's of concern is that in this case, covered by income or contingency. What exactly is that? they finally need the assurance reports in respect to something, the NCATC. Now, in your assurance reports, you say that you confirm that all reports that you issued as required by Section 20 of the Act. That is not correct. I would argue that the Auditor General made a mistake. The Act, as you know, has been amended during the period under review. There's an amendment into the NACA Conventional on Control Amendment Act, number 73 of 2008, which has a significantly higher requirement for disclosure, which is not being met by the ECACC in the 2012 annual report or the relevant courses of report. And I would suggest that there's an error. Could you please talk to that issue? Thank you.
If you don't have a response or attach, you're not supposed to be part of your presentation as well.
No, the amendment report is the main purpose of the report to the nation, which is
internal, that refers to making the very detailed reports for which we also report to summarize to give the audit reports to the public sector. The detailed reports, the internal documents, in the department.
Not a public document.
Not a public
document. Not presented to you in your auditions?
We prepare that report. That issues our discussion with the minister.
That document is not a classified document. It is a document that is not in our position because we never asked it.
This one, look where the report was coming from over the last 3 years with regard to the assets from. I think they are well on the way to improve all the outcomes. The item 18 million is my last call, and that's also part of the other question that we have. It relates to grant support equipment. Primarily ground support equipment and library materials, and to a lesser extent, library materials, and to a lesser extent, other machine equipment that's not fully disclosed. So it's not as it is a lot of different categories of assets. And other than the categories that they got a departure on this year. These are the only ones. The ones that they got a departure on, they need to clarify in some instances with National Treasury, because some of those that they got a departure on is open to interpretation. So in terms of granting the departure based on the assumption that they will sit down after it and discuss and clarify some of these areas. So I don't think that it is completely impossible for the department to get in the truth of that one. Provided that possible proper action plan is in place as soon as possible, and that those matters be addressed as a matter of urgency. I don't think that is the perfect thing to say that.
I think that adds to that. I think you remember one of the seminal competitors, Dr. Martin. We're saying that as a policy speaker, as an encouragement to say that the problem is not far from being unqualified. I don't see how can be used as negative.
I'm not sure. So there's been a tremendous improvement, that I can say. So that's not quite perfect. With regard to the responses to the findings in the management report findings that we issued, the department concurred with all these metrics. And the indicator of the failure is all action plans. And this gateway action plan is ready and implemented and monitored to ensure that the action is implemented. And if that is done, I don't see any problems that are going to be, major problems that are going to be. There might be challenges because of the effort. We already 6 months along the line. There's a short time span of time for them. So it's important for us to do what they're going to do quickly. Get these matters sorted out and go. When we talk to the internal audit and the budget cut, there was a budget of 2.47 for internal audit. Might not be sufficient enough, I don't know, but it will start, and I'm going to use those funds to capture that budget, to capture that internal audit program, and I'm sure that they'll make a contribution in the future. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If I can get through the other questions, the basis of the plan, of the basis of the list of strategy planning, what assets, I think I've covered that one, mostly grounded work, assets, equipment, and budgeting materials, and to a lesser extent, other machinery equipment.
What is grounded
equipment? That is equipment that you will typically find on, at the airport.
Not
an aircraft.
Okay.
Not an aircraft. Oh, that will be other equipment, like the ramps, going into the aircraft, and things like that. Compressors and things like that. There's also computer equipment, etc. included in that. There's quite a variety of equipment. Bunch of this stuff that is typically fine enough to go to the Cape Town International on the outside of the terminal. The first employment documentation that we could not find, we couldn't find the detailed setup reports at on level 4. We believe that that is a matter of record keeping that needs to be improved.
What about impression?
What?
The impression created that the department doesn't disclose that.
You see, for me, it's how we create our potential.
I don't have a problem in how to get the department to watch it. But you see, we want to be confident about the potentiality and the authority of the department. Now, mainly, two points is weakness. And we want people to be able to come to clarify us.
I'm not talking to this.
He's the one accounting for the rest accounting. So I wanted to get the transparency factor. But why is the problem? I'm still confused about what makes the department go into class. Where are the values? And honorable minister, you can detail it, and I don't hear you saying that in the first employment, these are the issues. I want to be here. So that we can be able to help you.
And also, it has been pleasing for us up front to know that exemption that was provided by Treasury has been withdrawn. And as a result, the audit is giving a complex appearance.
The main contributor to the positive outcome last year was because the department only disclosed two or three categories of assets. Immovable assets, certain categories of specialized military assets, and then transport assets. Now, the volume of those assets were not as big. The magnitude is a lot less or more this year than what it was last year. So the extent of it that I have to go into is to finally read how that has to be registered. I don't think it's possible. So the party did implement the recommendations that we've made. But this magnitude of the work not that I didn't follow what you
said. We don't have a problem with that. The only problem that we have is your remarks. You see, what your remarks gives a different impression from what you are saying. You see, like for instance, if you go to our page 8, and say you were unable to obtain sufficient appropriate blah 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 blah. You go on and to say you were unable to perform alternative audit procedures. And now, when you look at that picture gives a different interpretation completely. To us as members of parliament, you are not taking cooperation from the department.
Unfortunately, I've got the annual report. We haven't received the printed copy that the committee has got. But the evaluation for 2 million, doesn't relate to one specific contract as far as I can remember. It's a few contracts. We will have to get to the show and get to the show from where.
I've asked the question and I would like that information furnished to me before the annual report were in the
hand. We don't have an objection to the presentation of information, but the applicant has got the acquisition to provide information to support the information. We must think as well as the annual report, and we have all had concerns with the sample. We might be because of the treatment that has the resource to reach ahead to confirm the applicant. I suggest that we get a written response to the committee with regard to the outcome of
the outcomes and that is now we are stretching the information data.
I'm fine with the ATTI.
They have printed monthly notices to the
at the end of every day, we come to say our God is able. So take information and explanation for the same thing. We do consider that important. We never think we get whether information is correct or not. Now, do you have all the things we are worried about? You mentioned back then, and it's very, very important to everybody. But when you do a report for other people, you say, but I'm able to say, why? Are they able to do things in this house? Is there amount of threats of the... Okay. What do you guys do in this report, and that's the work in my... But I think doing about peace, you've done very well. Considering that the other CNNDF are all over the world. They're all over. And it's very, very difficult. To determine the, perhaps the correct picture. What happens to me to all over? But last I discovered a lot of such things happening in the garden. For example, when the candidates left again, I think when the candidates public, public, there are a large number of athletes from all over the world, overseas especially. We have not been able to find them all, but we are making sure of their finding some of them. So that's up to this day, there have been others which are leaving somewhere, but the previous regime, we are not able to find. So these are in that are those difficulties. And there have been so many approximately 808 million of assets were not adopted. I think you can consider that the amount of money, value of all the assets throughout the whole world going to billions to be checked. And only 808 million, I think we can do it. Now let us see, let us see, so those are some of the problems we are having. But also, commissioners also bear in mind that there are a lot of the assets we have told the whole world to put it out. And only 8 of the 18, that is the problem we are also, that is the one that How do you arrive at the position? How do you audit some of these? Because surely
You can't just tell everybody how many leaders what size you have. And then if you don't disclose that, you get it. What size you have? And it went that way. And how do you open? And how do you approximate things that you don't know? How do you run to the people to engage in this? And how do you verify? How do you verify the leader of the underground people? How do you verify the underground banker that nobody knows about?
The chair is discussing the key areas in the strategic deployment. I didn't get an idea of exactly the basis here, like the critical posts that were not closed. In September, I don't know this program, the official program and update to the 6 month after the financial year, October 24th, the first to last this financial year. And we'll probably get another from the department side. The other one I'd like to also know is, I see there with the council board, I'm not speaking much about the council board, is the council board report actually contests and says that they disagree for all intents and purposes, irregular, unauthorized signature is not really what it means. But the auditor general is saying, they can explain it away as in their report, and that those findings are not, they don't consider it to be important or valid. I'd like to have the auditor general response to their formal report and dissent. Of course, I've got a concern, I noticed the auditor general's coming, about training that will be provided. According to national credit research, that they have to comply with the council board to certain requirements which they have not fulfilled, particularly at the end and procedures they've been followed, which is very similar to the party in charge. I find it different because this committee dealt with that issue at the last annual report and we discussed that length. And for it to be repeated again, it's a problem for us. So we're really asking what measures have been put in place for the last 12 months. Now it's gone 12 months, exactly 12 months. So I've got a concern that issues that are taken up and we don't see the attached report from the committee yet when we debated the annual report and the recommendations actually. Because then we would have asked the department also what progress has been made in regard to our recommendations and our people of the department. So there's a serious concern, especially when it comes to SCM, even though it is under 300,000, over 500,000, less than a million, less than, I mean, we're speaking about huge amounts of money. And there's no proper quotations given, there's no proper proceeds followed, that's very serious. I just noticed that there is no indication that fraud and corruption was found by the AG's office, except that they deviated from the policies and procedures that were not followed. Concerning the, I think we'll probably get an update next week from the department as well, the council and condition grant is the first time that's a deviation and its qualification. Finally, within the department, transfer and conditional grants that was not complied with. Maybe we can have some idea what actually happened and what grants were transferred and actually requested. HR management has been a problem for the last 4 years and how are we dealing with it? There is funded posts, but we don't find the posts being filled. So there's a serious question about the HR division. And I've always got a problem that we claim that there's not enough capacity within HR when we sit with our own BDSA, or rather, yes, the Department of the whole administration, we've got all the policies, we've got all the procedures we've put in place, and I'm sure if we have difficulties, we can lean on our system departments to assist in those processes. I don't find there is no excuse for lack of capacity, employing the people, and not having the capacity within our own departments. That is the other one there. Although we speak about only the tangible assets and intangible assets that qualify this report, the findings I think are also important. Although it's based on that effort, but I find the findings, there are serious issues where for instance like the internal audit capacity, you probably get the report, but that has been ongoing for 4 years. The same thing with HR management, procurement and contract management is velocity driven. And we know that in area, declarations are important, only SMS required, senior management. And of course from the new policy now, the BPSA, is that every single employee of government must not make business with government. That was what the minister pronounced. The issue is, have those issues now filtered down to the lowest level of approval. Every single person must sign such a contract where there is a declaration of interest and they are not paying what it says. We find that people are doing business with government and these things are not included. Tax clearance is a basic requirement. How did our department allow that to just happen? That's excusable. So I think there are basic things that we cannot overlook. We cannot just put it as findings because efforts were used to qualify the department because the deviation for the departure is now gone and now you are accountable. I think the findings are that also very important that we resolve those findings and clear up those issues within our department. Thank you very much.
Okay. Chair, I just two things because the Honourable Member Maggie has covered me on the not the technical process of doing the audit. On that process, we want to know what really happened on what Honourable Maggie was talking to. But the last two things, also the details on this finding of the department that says that some employees were appointed without following a proper process of verification. That is scary, department. Scary. I'm not going to dwell on it now. But please to say that, seeing that the accounting office of the department is here, what can you tell us? With your permission, Chair.
Can I just point out that the audit report is the final report that we issue at the end of our process. It's not a document that tells the participants that have been part of the process. It's not that you see the group that the department. There are a lot of other things that are not paying. This is not our job today. Our task is to win all of this. Because we can be all this audit standard. And the nature of auditing is that now AI is not going to have a problem. No, you can't get a problem. If you understand that, you see that perspective makes it a lot of the education process, that everyone is protecting. This is the time for us to arrive at that.
I get it.
If you understand that process, we will not have a lot of the education process. Because we do not know very well what we're talking about. It is because of that communication that we're able to see with this short from time to time, which points to exactly to the issue at hand that needs to be addressed. And this is also the first time, first fact that's the tangible capital asset. So what we
actually found that the department did not belong to apply the framework, the register, but not complete, but not complete country. And as far as the country, we need to look for alternative documents or ways of sorting the figure. And then we have a chance to find the documentation. But the department acknowledged the fact that, that there needs to be an extra figure. So, why is it? Why not? They would be a better part of the day. I'm not the first part of the day, but it would be a better part of the day. Was it possible to write down the system in all your life? Is the boss of this would be hard, if you call it that. What we did is we took a contract, we analyzed the contract, and this is what we came up with. I don't think it was the bulk of it. The rest of it relates to, like I said, the library materials we also took from the contract, and then the remaining system pieces are related to the other machinery equipment. So, given the breakdown of the figure 2 to the department, included in the management, we critical position of the vacancies in the department, there was no major concern for us with regard to the vacancy rate in the department, just the internal audit that we referred to. It's below the trivial or the threshold that we were talking about in the Parliament. So that's why there's nothing in the course of regards to the matter. The matter of departure control group, I will actually discuss that, take that up with my colleague in Cape Town, because I'm responsible for the area in Cape Town. The transfer payment that non-compliance refers to the SACSA, where in terms of the treasury collection, the department must make sure that the controls are in check at the certificate before the money is transferred. And you could not get conclusive evidence that that's what I meant. That's why that's important for the search. The AFOR matter, the new appointments, as far as the DPSA regulations, that must be done. That wasn't done, unfortunately. Maybe you can have it come and just discuss how the relations, how are they going to be also first, what this has a habit by all the first, so there'll be a better understanding maybe of what the feeling is in the first order.
Yes,
in
the
first
order.
But
that
is
under the
how you want to
do it? No, you can do
it. I followed a question that has been asked. The question is, how to account with the same weakness, the design, bundle, and many other weaknesses. How for instance, the funding for that has been asked.
In your existing framework, inspired by national credit, the different categories of assets are actually stipulated. Not all of that anyone remembers is very, very far off the industry, but it's currently not subject to the policy. The asset that's deployed, we get information, we get this, we do certain processes to verify that those assets do exist, as far as possible we can. we did not think of any things to visit him from that, that weren't in the report, so it was important to think of everything, like we look at this, I think we verify those others, report and make sure that we have the necessary clearances, and if we haven't got any gates, of course, the people will require clearances to verify those others.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think we are part of the end of our meeting.
Myself in the honorable members find your report very rich and less of flesh.
We will be saying that there will be utility because it will always the rigidity will always have to be partnered in a very bad line. But when you talk to us, we keep on doing that with a huge improvement, but they do not need to react. I understand you are trying to show you do your dashboard presentation, but I don't think it's enough. We want people to do more about that. The Department or the Department also, maybe make the Department of Defense and the Military Department, that may be a special department as far as the culture or the friendship as it be, as far as the culture of the friendship are attacked. And what does not make the department special is when they do not admit the necessary documentation time. That does not make the department special. When you do not train your staff of the national treasure framework, that does not make the department special. And the internal audit, if you do not get you, you do not have a seat, or whatever is being bought, or whatever is being bought, that is not special. I think that is the right of the part that we must understand. Thank you very much for your support.
And you too. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The management report. Can you request a copy of the management report from the department?
I'm going to go back.